Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Celtics have three games left in the regular season. Tonight against the Knicks, tomorrow against the Hornets, and then Sunday against the Wiz. And it is the final regular season weekend because you don't really know how the playoff schedule is going to land. So on Sunday, it's really going to be Mike Gorman Day over at the Garden. And it should be, quite honestly. Mike Gorman, for those who have followed along, and for you, I know that you weren't watching Big East basketball in the early 80s out in California, but you know, in the real early days of the Big East Conference put together by Dave Gavitt, Mike Gorman was really kind of the voice of the Big East on their basketball television network. And, you know, there's the whole Providence College ties. Mike worked at the radio station that I first started at down in Providence in the 70s and whatnot. So Mike was really a radio guy that kind of, you know, made it in TV, so to speak. But for the real old school fans of the Big East, you remember Mike Gorman all the way back then. And then it was Mike and Tommy on, and how many people remember this? People like Nick won't. I don't think the under 30 crowd will. But you remember Sports Channel New England. Here's Mike and Tommy on Sports Channel New England with Celtics basketball back in the day. And then, of course, that morphed into Comcast Sportsnet and all that whatnot. But I was really lucky, Christian. I got to do a football game with Mike Gorman once, and I've told this story before. It was at UMass whenever they were still, I think, in 1AA or whatever, and it was the old stadium. They didn't even have the new stuff, any of the new stuff built, none of that, and I think it was on a NBA lockout hiatus or something to that effect, and they sent Gorman out there to do a UMass game. And he walks in the booth, and I'm like, Michael, this is unbelievable, because I know Mike a little bit.
You're and a little starstruck.
No, it was more of the, I walked in and he was just sitting there and he was like, all about you today, kid, here we go. And literally it was turn around, shoot the open, boom, done. No one has done more with less than Mike Gorman. And I think it is finally, Christian, starting to settle, sort of like, it's like sinking in that it is done for Mike. Here's a little bit from Comcast Sportsnet on a chat that Gorman had with Chris Forsberg about the end being near for him.
That's the moment that frightens me. Yeah. The moment when there's 60 seconds left in game five of the playoffs, Celtics are up by 15, getting set to move on. And I know that my last words are coming out on the air in the next 60 seconds. I honestly can tell you, I don't have any idea what I'm going to say.
Pretty amazing. And think about it, 40 years.
I know.
It's even more than that.
I know. The only guy like I could like, you know, you do kind of wonder, you know, you think about, you have obviously Joe Castig, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You have the other guys that I think of are just Gil and Gino.
Gil and Gino, yeah. And they're enshrined in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
A pop up.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
Castiglione to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Who else is there?
Well, I think for hockey,
Tommy.
Well, and that's the thing. If you include,
go duos.
Well, but that's
we should go duos.
Well, and there you go.
Best Remy local
and Orsillo
duos.
Is see up there.
I know there's Remy and Orsillo, but for a lot of people, unfortunately,
ooh, good one.
But and I love Donnie O and have known him for the days
Lou
back
Will.
In Pawtucket. But think about it. There's a whole generation of Red Sox fans who are be like, who's this Don Orsillo guy? I mean, I hate to say it, but. Like, when did he leave? 2013, whatever it was, 2014, something like that.
15 or 16?
Well, it was after a year where Nesson decided that he was the reason the ratings were bad, which is just so on brand for Nesson, but nevertheless. And maybe you do have to think about, because it's hard to think about Mike Gorman without automatically connecting him to Tommy Heinsohn. But I don't know if they're, you know, Gil and Gino would have been the other duo that people remember. But I think for, like, hockey fans, you kind of got to go back in the day. I don't know if right now there are a lot of Bruins fans who are of the, well, you know, Jack and Brick are fantastic. They go more of the kind of the 80s pairings. I mean, hell, and I learned this, you know, working with Gil when he was alive. Gil called Celtics games on TV 38. He did, like, hockey and stuff like that. There's been a little more transiency, I guess, with the Bruins. But look, you know, the only time you can really honor someone properly is to know, okay, this is at least the end of the regular season. Anything else we get are bonuses with Gorman because you don't know when the end is near. But it's really great that the Celtics are, you know, the players have spoken about it as well. He's just a wonderful person. You know, I hate to say this. This is a business full of really scummy people. On the whole, if we're just going to be real about it, there's a lot more bad than good when it comes to a lot of the people in this business. And Mike never became one of those bitter olds who was like, no, I'm not going to help the youngs, or I'm not going to do this or whatever.
Well, he had tenure.
I don't have my telestrator today, but here comes a pizza. See it?
I mean, the Orsillo-Remy stuff is fantastic, but a lot of that's on Remy. But anyway, I hope Mike Gorman has a great call, and hope he doesn't cry. He's going to lose it on Sunday because they're going to honor him. And he even mentioned in that thing with Forsberg, he gets weepy at commercials. And so, you know, maybe you'll see a 70-plus-year-old man
or
cry.
He may not say anything.
Or he'll just stand there and be like, thank you, and drop Mike, and that's it?
That's it.
That would be something. When old man Fourier hangs it up, meaning you, when you get to an old and you get to walk away from a microphone, have you thought about how you're going to do the mic drop or something like that?
Well, I mean, there are some people who have some, given me some inspiration. You know, LB. You know, the way he walked out.
I figured you would just, like, you know, it would be almost like a Family Guy deal. You would stand up, grab the microphone, and just fart right into it.
I'm done.
Just
and there's that. There's that.
Dunsky, and then you walk out.
That would be more on brand. That would be more on brand.
Definitely more on brand.